Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Metroscope, an Intercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Jessica Jarrett Miller. She is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Oregon and Southwest Washington. She has the best job in the world, working with a team of a dedicated staff, 2,500 volunteers, and more than 10,000 supporters to house seriously ill children and their families when they need to travel far from home for medical care. RMHC operates 4 Ronald McDonald Houses in Oregon and 4 hospitality cart programs to deliver sweets, treats, games, and toys. In 2019, they will provide more than 20,000 free night stays to families in need. And she is in studio with us. Jessica, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you made the short walk over to our Intercom studios from the Southwest Waterfront area.
I did. We are your new neighbors.
There you go.
This January, we moved into the OHSU Rood Family Pavilion down here in the South Waterfront, just steps away from the tram. We have been housing pediatric patients from Dornbecker Children's Hospital for about 35 years, but this is the biggest and most beautiful house we've ever called home. And today we are full with kids and families who have to travel here for care. We take such good care of them, and we're doing it right here in the neighborhood.
Fantastic. So rmhcoregon.org is their website. This is Jessica joining us from Ronald McDonald House Charities. And you'd mentioned that that's the newest house. You said you have, so I know Bend, East Oregon, you have 4 locations in Oregon. Is that correct?
We do. Okay. We have 2 locations in Portland, one on the campus of Randall Children's
East Portland,
Hospital.
Pardon me, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have an East, we call our East House,
yes,
on the campus of Randall Children's Hospital. We've got our Southwest Waterfront House just down the street supporting Dornbecker Children's Hospital. We have a house in Bend, Oregon, on the campus of St. Charles Medical Center. And in September, we'll open up a brand new house in Springfield, Oregon, on the campus of Peace Health Sacred Heart at River Bend.
It's a nice hospital. I've actually been there before. That's my old stomping grounds. I lived in Eugene for 7 years.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And yeah, I've never been in a hospital that looks as much like a gorgeous fishing lodge as that one does.
Very classic Eugene Springfield.
Oh, gorgeous.
But it is gorgeous.
Right, yeah, on the river, and beautiful, beautiful interiors, but even more important, a wonderful neonatal intensive care unit, a mother baby unit. They've got a pediatric surgeon there. They can really take care of kids and families from the Lane County area, but also from Southern Oregon and from the coast. And by having a Ronald McDonald House there, that means those families can stay closer to home than they would if they had to travel all the way to Portland for their care.
Mm-hmm. So you've basically alluded to what the organization does, but just to go a little bit more in depth, the purpose of the Ronald McDonald House Charities organization is to help house these families who have sick children, I believe ages 21 or under, I think I was reading on your website, who are displaced, for lack of a better term. So they're moving from the coast to Springfield or the coast to Portland for, you know, quality healthcare. Yeah, just talk to us a little bit more about your organization.
Absolutely. Every year, thousands of families find themselves far from home if their child has a cancer diagnosis or is injured in a serious accident, might get very ill, or they have a complicated birth. Mm-hmm. In Oregon, which is a pretty huge state, there are only two children's hospitals, and they're both in Portland. So if you have a very sick kid in this state or in Southwest Washington, if you're in Alaska, if you're in Idaho, if you're in the wilds of Northern California, you very well may need to come to Portland mm-hmm. to get care for your child. These days, we are full in our houses almost every night, and it's a mix of families who are here because of complicated births, cancer, injury, illness. And while they're here, what we want to do first and foremost is give them access to that critical medical care they need. But secondly, we want to lift away all of the stress and anxiety and logistics that they're facing as they're far from home. Mm-hmm. We want to welcome them with home-cooked meals and fresh-baked cookies. We want to take care of their other little kids who aren't hospitalized with childcare programs. We have music and arts and crafts and piles of puppies, all kinds of programming in the house, and of course, beautiful private guest rooms to house them for as long as they need.
Mm-hmm. You had me at cookies.
Absolutely. Well, come on over and bake some.
There you go.
Doing what we do requires about 2,500 volunteers mm-hmm. every year. And that's one of the things I love about stepping into our houses, is that not only are there tons of kids and families running around, but there are these warm and wonderful volunteers who are there welcoming them, cooking for them, helping to support their stay, and just surprise and delight them mm-hmm. while they're at their home away from home.
So as CEO, you're obviously kind of in charge of overseeing all of this. I mean, how does all this come together, whether it's funding or the volunteers? And I know that's kind of a broad question, but I mean, how do you organize all that you guys do? I mean, because that's a lot.
That is a lot. First and foremost, we work with our hospital partners to okay. make sure that we're helping to fill the gaps for them. Mm-hmm. Our hospitals need to focus on healing these kids, making them strong and healthy. And in order to do that, they need to make sure that the kids are not separated from their families. They need to make sure that those kids have somewhere safe to go to go home at night. So we partner with the hospitals to make sure that we're meeting the needs that need to be met. And of course, we can't do that with only staff. Every member of our staff is supported by philanthropy, the checks that people write in the community, or the, I guess, online donations these days that people make. So it can't just be staff. We need volunteers as well. So mm-hmm. we organize it by continuing to share our story and ask for help, and people step up.
There you go. Jessica Jarrett Miller joining us, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities Oregon and Southwest Washington, four locations in the state of Oregon, and the newest over just close to us here on the Southwest waterfront, short walk away from our studios. What's it like over there? Talk to us a bit about when you go inside. I've looked at the pictures online. The houses are beautiful. The rooms are beautiful. The views are spectacular. What's it like inside that new house over there on the Southwest waterfront?
It's so gorgeous. It almost brings tears to my eyes. The families are housed in the 8th floor, 9th floor, 10th floor, and 11th floor, which means they have stunning views of the river and the hills. They sit up on top of a rooftop, which has a rooftop garden that's 2/3 of an acre, which means when they come home to the house, they can run around outside or be inside. The house is filled with really fun things for kids and families to do: ping pong and pool. There's a whole musical band set up for karaoke. There's pinball and a ridiculously beautiful kitchen, toddler play area, really games, books, toys. And that's one way that we really appreciate getting support from our neighbors. toy drives and food drives make such a huge difference for these families. Mm. Whether they're staying with us for a couple of days, a few weeks, or even 3 to 6 months, we try to make sure that families have all the food they need for the entire time they're there. And of course, love to delight the kids with toys. Mm-hmm. Donating food to our house, donating toys to our house makes a huge indirect impact on those families.
Mm-hmm. And how have you kind of seen that impact those families? I mean, I think for anyone considering donating, I think they would love to hear maybe either a specific example or just as someone in your position who's been involved for a long time and you oversee these different houses, how you've seen that directly positively impact the families during obviously what is a time of I'm sure a lot of emotions and of need emotionally and perhaps financially as well.
Oh, I have so many good stories. one of my favorites is a letter that we got from a mom who went home with her son after staying with us for a few months. Her son, like every child that came to stay, was welcomed with a welcome bag that was filled with toys and treats picked especially for him. He got a token to go shopping in our treasure closet and get whatever toy he wanted. And during the holidays, their family went shopping in our holiday store to pick presents for each other that were wrapped and offered up. While he was with us, he got to go see the Trailblazers. He got to go to the zoo, to OMSI, all kinds of adventures made possible by the generosity of the community. And when he got home, about a month after that, his mom asked him, "Hey, your birthday's coming up. What do you want to do?" And he said, "I want to go back to the Ronald McDonald House."
Wow. Wow.
That is pretty special. Because when a kid is going through a serious illness, mm-hmm. when a kid has to undergo separation from their schoolmates, from their community of support, when they have to be poked and prodded to get better, what we want is for them to have the great memories of that experience, not the hard ones. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly what happened.
That's fantastic. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
I've got one more if you want to hear it.
Go for it.
I'm sure you were enjoying the Blazers in the playoff run as much as we were.
Yes.
And it was the first day of Blazers playoffs when I got to work and saw a kiddo who was just fully head to toe, 8-year-old, covered in Blazers gear. But the most remarkable Blazers gear that he had were brand new leg braces that he had just gotten from the hospital. This kiddo had never walked on his own before because of a disease that he was born with. And he had just come home to us from the hospital that day with his very first set of leg braces, ready to walk for the very first time out of the hospital.
Wow.
His mom decided to do that with him, with all of us at the house so that we could cheer him on. And I got to hold the camera to photograph and film him taking his very first steps.
Wow.
She talked about the leg braces and how fun it was that they were covered in Trailblazers logos, because he got to meet the Trailblazers at our house on a previous visit and got to see his very first and only Trailblazers game at our house on a previous visit.
Wow.
For me, being a part of that family's journey was so precious, mm-hmm. and so important, and speaks to what we can make possible for kids and families by supporting our Ronald McDonald Houses.
Wow. You're breaking my heart over here. How old was that kid?
8 years old.
8 years old?
Yeah.
And those were his first steps?
Those were his first steps. His little sister was about 6, and when I walked into the house, they were playing on the piano together, which was quite loud and quite fun. And he could crawl around after his sister pretty easily and had a wheelchair that he could roll around after her. But now he's going to be able to chase her around.
Cool.
And I can't wait to see
him. That's awesome. So it sounds like you guys are involved maybe or in contact with the Blazers at during
we
time.
Are. This was not actually a PSA for the Trailblazers.
Yeah.
We love them. We also love the Timbers who are supporters
and the Thorns who are supporters.
And this year for the first time we did a hockey challenge with the Portland Winterhawks, which was fantastic.
Nice.
We played a whole tournament of games at the Moda Center and then got supported at the end of a Winterhawks game. The police and fire played each other in a pretty fantastic game that'll be repeated next winter, all to raise money for the cause and, of course, to celebrate the kids and families who are here while they're getting care.
That's awesome. So I know you guys have a couple events coming up that people can participate in and that are fundraisers for your organization. One of them is a golf event, I believe, at the Reserve, if I have that right. Talk to us about some of these events that people can be at, because I would have loved to have been at the hockey one, for example. I'm sure other people would love to see
Let's do it. Some events. I play in that, and it is so much fun. Yes.
I wouldn't mess with you. You're in good shape. I can tell. You're a good athlete.
We benefit from events all year round, and some of them we put on ourselves, including our upcoming Portland Golf Classic, which is going to be on July 16th at the Reserve. We've been doing this event for about 20 years, and it's an extraordinarily good time. The most fun you can have playing golf all day long. So any interest in participating in a golf event, doing any events throughout the year for us, go to rmhcoregon.org to check us out. We also love to have community members have events that benefit us. So if there's something you're interested in doing, a run that you want to raise pledges for, a birthday party where gifts can be supporting Ronald McDonald House Charities, we'd love to help. Just reach out and let us know.
Very cool. And so about the volunteer opportunities that people have, you mentioned you can bake earlier. I saw that on your website when I said you had me at cookies, because I did see that as a baker, as a volunteer. It looks like, I mean, I'm on the website rmhcoregon.org for folks who want to check it out. There's a red donate tab where you can donate there. And then there's also a get involved tab, which lists ways to volunteer. It looks like you can prepare meals from home and other ways to get involved. How would people kind of get involved in either donate or volunteer?
Absolutely. We need people every day in every way, really. From your own home, we love to have people, as I said, buy and donate toys and food to support us, make blankets, bring other gifts to help the families. In our houses, we have individual volunteers who serve as house hosts or conduct programs in the houses, help to entertain and connect with kids and families. Everything related to food is more than welcome. And then we love to have groups come in and volunteer as well. We often have companies and organizations and families come in and do group projects, whether they're weeding our vegetable garden or helping to repaint part of one of our houses or helping to make meals and support families. The opportunities to volunteer are nearly limitless, but they all start at our website and at that Get Involved tab.
Fantastic. That actually seems like a really good idea for a company to do as kind of like a bonding experience, maybe. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it's absolutely a bonding experience. It is really, really fun to make brunch for 35 families. That's that's a lot of bacon.
That's a lot of French toast.
That's
a lot of bacon.
Of French toast. Yeah, indeed. And it can even be fun to clean rooms. I know that a lot of people don't have that in mind when they sign up to volunteer, but always an opportunity.
Okay. Cool. Other ways to get involved, I see the Hospitality Cart Program. Can you talk to us a bit about that?
I would love to. We are thrilled to be able to support nearly every family that has to travel for care here to Portland. But with our Hospitality Cart, we're also able to support those families who are local and find themselves in the hospital. Hmm. That cart goes door to door from patient to patient. It goes throughout Randall Children's Hospital, throughout Dornbecker and OHSU. It's in Salem Health. And this year, it opens up at St. Charles in Bend. The idea behind the cart is to distribute sweets, treats, games, and toys to the hospitalized children, to their siblings, and to their families. Hmm. If you've ever been in the hospital or supported somebody in the hospital, you know the days are long.
Yeah.
And often the knock on the door is followed by some kind of uncomfortable procedure.
Right.
We like to be the people that come and bring smiles, bring crafts and crossword puzzles, bring hot cocoa or juice boxes, all kinds of delightful little distractions mm-hmm. from the long days in the hospital.
Fantastic. And for people who are listening who maybe might need a room out there, or who would at least like to request a room, I've seen that on your guys' website. How would people go about getting a room, or at least maybe getting on a wait list for a room? I know you guys are, like you said, you're full most nights, but yeah, how do people go about requesting a room?
Absolutely. Well, it all starts with their medical provider. So we get referrals from the social work and doctors at the hospitals that we serve. And once a patient family has been referred, they can go right to our website and reserve a room during their stay, whether it's a planned surgery or some other event that's being planned. Otherwise, we're there to support them if they've been life-flighted in or they've had more of a sudden need to see us. Families come to us through rmhcoregon.org, okay. but only after they've been referred by their medical provider.
Okay, fantastic. And I guess I should have just started off with this, but I think a lot of people out there are wondering maybe how long you guys have been around, and I think I read on your website 30 years or 30 plus years. And so talk to us a bit about maybe kind of the origin of the organization and how long you guys have been around.
Absolutely. This is our 35th year housing families in Oregon. Our organization started 35 years ago. The whole idea of Ronald McDonald Houses started 45 years ago mm-hmm. and started out of Philadelphia. The network was created at that point with foundational support from McDonald's. And it was, in fact, McDonald's owner-operators who first invested in our very first house here 35 years ago. So today, our independent local organization is a part of a global network connected to 365 Ronald McDonald Houses around the world, continuing to be supported by McDonald's owner-operators, but also significantly by local philanthropy.
Okay.
We raise and spend the equivalent of $8 million every year to support the children and families who come and stay with us. And we are the only organization in the world that we know of that charges families absolutely nothing for their stay. No wow. suggested donation, no cost whatsoever. If a family needs us, we're there mm-hmm. with housing, meals, and support for as long as it takes for their kiddo to heal.
Fantastic. And again, how do people, what would you say is the best way for people to donate either financially or if they wanted to make a meal and bring it in, how would they go about doing that? What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So the best place to get information about us is rmhcoregon.org. You can learn about every available volunteer opportunity, every upcoming event, and you can absolutely donate. You can also always visit our houses. We are located on the south waterfront in the OHSU Gary and Christine Rood Family Pavilion, just steps away from the tram and right across the street from the Center for Health and Healing and the Center for Health and Healing 2. And we're also located on the Randall Children's Hospital campus, that's our East House, as well as on the campus of St. Charles Medical Center in Bend, and soon on the campus of Peace Health Sacred Heart at River Bend in Springfield, Oregon. Our houses are open and staffed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to welcome families whenever they need us. And our doors are always open.
There
Stop by and say hello.
When's the Springfield House opening?
We'll be opening in the first week of September.
Okay.
Construction is finalizing as we speak.
And getting the ping pong tables in there?
We are getting the ping pong tables in there. It is a beautiful house. Hopefully the equal to the beautiful hospital it supports.
There you go. Fantastic. I guess just with a minute or two left here, is there maybe you're obviously very, very well plugged in with this. Is there a statistic that you would like to share? Or you mentioned like an $8 million Was it $8 million a year that
That's right, that we raise
and spend
on children and families.
Yeah,
yes.
That, I mean, that took me back. I kind of glazed over that, but that took me back. Is there another statistic or something that you think would be maybe either shocking or just important for a listener to hear?
Sure. In Oregon, we have a new family check into one of our houses once every 3 hours.
Wow.
So as you move through your day, think about those new families that are arriving at the hospital and at their new home away from home that you can help support with toys, food, money, volunteer hours. Help us be their community. Help us be their safety net while they go through the unimaginable trials of having a seriously ill child.
Yes. All right, Jessica. Well, thank you again for being here. And again, the website, rmhcoregon.org, that seems to be the best place for people to go and check out information.
Absolutely.
There's a donate tab there. You can also get involved and volunteer and learn more about the organization. And yeah, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for making the walk over. And thanks for what you guys do. And I'm looking forward to hearing about the opening in Springfield. That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. It will be. Thanks for having me.
We were talking today with Jessica Jarrett Miller, CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Oregon and Southwest Washington. She works with a team of 2,500 volunteers and more than 10,000 supporters to house seriously ill children and their families when they need to travel far from home for medical care. RMHC operates 4 Ronald McDonald Houses in Oregon and 4 hospitality cart programs to deliver sweets, treats, games, and toys. In 2019, they will provide more than 20,000 free night stays to families in need. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to the station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.